This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So one of the ikrim of Emunah is that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is different than all other Nevuas. Hine, Madregas and Nevuah Derachal Yischalku L'shtayim. Ha'achas madrigas kol ha'nevim chutz ha'mashayin al-shalom v'ashniya madrigas ma'ashabayin al-shalom v'akadosh baruch hu ba'atz mechilka mechiluk zeh u'bir avdelam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechalakit ka'kosuv im yeri v'achem Hashem b'mara elo v'esvada lo'ichein avdi Moshe v'chulu pel pe'adababoy marav le'bechides u'smunas Hashem yabit. So the Torah, in the parasha of Baloischa, the Torah puts down a chiluk between Nevuas Moshe and all of Nevi'im. Now, this is very important. It's one of Yud Gimel Ikrim. If it would just be kind of a detail in Hilchus Nevuah, that his Nevuah is bigger, better, so big deal. It's not an Ikr. There's Nevuah. There's so many details. We learned so many details about Nevuah. Why would this be one of the Ikrim? So the answer is that if Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was not essentially different than all of Nevuahs, there's no reason why another Navi could not come along and say, I just got a Nevuah to override Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. Ma'alam hai mehai. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem said this. Okay, now I'm telling you Hashem said this. Let's say somebody would argue with Moshe. The problem of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah being, or the inyan Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah being superior to all Nevuah, transcends compliments about Moshe Rabbeinu. It transcends just kind of dinim and hilchos Nevuah. It's something that's there be'etzim, and it's going to always be like that. There has to be one point of clarity. It says Moshe Rabbeinu is that doin kol ha'nevi'im, which means all of Nevi'im draw their Nevuah via the channels of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu made channels in the Bria for Nevuah to come down, and everybody who's a Navi is through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's an absolute necessity, or else there'll be 1,000 people claiming Nevuah and moving Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah in a different direction.
That's Christianity, right?
What?
That's Christianity, right? That they said we don't need to listen to the Torah Shavasav anymore.
Who's that?
Christianity. Didn't they say Yashka says that they
don't? Yeah, know. Yeah. And Islam said that, Muhammad said that you don't have to listen to anything. That was always like that. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is absolute, and that's that.
Why is it an Iker to say, like, Zalacha, no Navi's Nevuah can go past Moshe?
The word Iker is used, in the sense that it's used, as something which, without putting it into place, the rest of the building falls. In other words, you must have a certain amount of Ikrim. For Torah to obligate me, I must believe this is Ribbono Shel Olam. I must believe that he has the right and ability to obligate me. I must believe that he communicated this obligation to me in some way, and I must believe that no one can cancel the obligation. Those are elements of required belief so that the obligation to keep Torah is meaningful. The Chassam Sofer asks, why Schar V'Onesh is an Iker? Let's say there'd be no Schar V'Onesh, I'm still obligated. In other words, why is Mashiach an Iker? It's true, but why is it something that If Ikrim means whatever supports us as a building, that's a question of his. But Al Kapanim, in our context, Ikrim means something which supports us as a building, and this is absolutely necessary. Base. So now, let me add one more thing to what you're saying. It's not only a halacha that we must, you know, we, just like, for instance, there's a din of Achirav and Lahatos, that if Bezna Godel, most of them say Chayev, everybody else to go along with it. It's not because they're necessarily right. They could be right, but that's not the reason. It's not because they know better, understand better. It's because the halacha is achiram lahatos, and that's the halacha. In Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not just Gzeiras HaKasuv that we have to listen. Like you said, why couldn't just halacha be? It's his Nevuah is of a different type of Nevuah than any other Nevuah. So it has to do, it's not the same type of Nevuah as every other Navi. He'll explain all the differences. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu spells out these differences in that parasha Baloischa. In the parasha Baloischa, we get a clear understanding of the difference. Base. Klal kol nevim chutzim Moshe nevuasam edi mara chalom. All of nevuas except for Moshe, the nevuah comes through some sort of vision, dream. K'moshe kosev b'mara ilo v'svad b'chalim adababoy. V'haynu, sh'akadosh baruch hu mishtamish min hachalom echoko kvar b'tivon shel bnei Adam. Lias lehem tzoi, lehamshcha yila nevuah l'navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the vehicle of chaloim. In other words, imagination is a vehicle. V'loisha nevuah v'chaloim yimenechon. It doesn't mean that the nevuah and the dream are one thing. Ela she'chaloim hu dova hogaf le'chochmose yisbarach she'em tzoi le'mashcha nevuah yodei. The chalom is appropriate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is appropriate to be the medium through which to bring the nevuah. So the muscle, I want to give you over information. So I ask you, do you have a telephone? Do you want to Zoom, mail, or whatever? These are all different vehicles how to communicate. Cholam is a vehicle. I can let you know and understand things through a cholam, and that's what is appropriate for other neviim. So he's making a point not to confuse the concept of a dream and a nevuah. We all have dreams, and the some of the dreams are absurd, some of the dreams are seem to be almost real, and so on. The dreams and nevuah are two separate things. And nevuah comes in through a dream, so that's why a person should never confuse having dreams with having some sort of idea from the malo. Dreams themselves are never ever the idea themselves; they're the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it down. And that's why when Chazal said chaloy mech mishishim b'nevuah, it doesn't mean that if I have a dream, there's truth to it. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses, one of the ways he chooses for Nevi'im is through a dream. Gimel. V'hine. V'yizgah b'shefa nevuah l'navi. When the Navi gets overwhelmed with nevuah, yetzei megashoyse v'chushav v'yishtaka k'mo b'sheina. He loses it. He becomes overwhelmed and he sinks into some sort of sleep. So what happens to a Navi is he falls into some sort of stupor, and his consciousness, his mind, his everything about it is the same way it would be when he's sleeping. I mean, he's dreaming. And that's when the Nevuah comes to the person. It can happen during the daytime also. Person falls, he kind of falls into some sort of stupor, he's in a dreamlike state, and that's when the information comes to him, or at night when he literally is lying, sleeping, and dreaming. He has to be out of his senses, and sunk into that stupor. Now, the reason for it is our chushim and our natural sense of things are a stira to nevuah. To be kasha takadosh baruch hu, I need to be less megushim. The more megushim I am, the less shayach I am to have a kasha takadosh baruch hu. So the state of stupor, the state of kind of being out of it, is it means that I had to leave my body, so to speak, to somewhat connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's an otherworldly experience type of thing, because it's a stira to me. This is this puts me one step ahead of normal people, and it puts us one step behind Moshe Rabbeinu, as we'll see later. So a normal Navi, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a contradiction to his Metzias. And he can't be fully aware of himself and fully conscious and in command of himself and be open to Nevuah. If Nevuah requires a certain negation of myself, I become negated, I sort of cease to function really well. That state of consciousness becomes a dream, and that's when Nevuah can come through the dream. That's the process of Nevuah. So it's a very, very, it denies the person's sense of things. Let's give a simple example. When we have a dream, we can think about things that we never, ever could think of when we were awake. So it allows a certain freedom to wander, the mind should wander. The downside is that when you usually wake up, we realize it's nonsense. Most dreams are absolutely ridiculous. It could happen because our mind is not working. So we have these weird dreams that are kind of all over the place. But when, you know, a Navi, when he allows that to take over, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can use that as a vehicle to bring prophecy into the world, to me. It's the lashon of Nevuah is not only the Shaitim. It's because the rational mind is a steer to it. So we need to be in a state where we go beyond that.
Is that same with Ketanim?
Ketanim also, same thing, same Shaitim. What time is it? Still have my watch here.
Yeah, it's 2:40.
Okay, so he says, it could happen in a very short amount of time. The moments of Nevuah, he leaves his hargashis and he falls in a deep slumber. This is one of the reasons why in Navi they're called some of the Meshugoyim. They lost themselves. It's like when you plug in something that will overwhelm my circuits. So I'll short everything inside because that's the nature of it. So our normal goof, because it's not pure, it's not holy, and it's not good, is a stira to Nevuah. And only when we lose it, that's when Nevuah becomes... that's when the Nevuah can come to us. Okay, we'll hold over here by Dalit. Yeah.